Next on Discovery Channel Radio, the world's best places to pig out, a Travel Channel feature presentation.
Traveling cross-country can mean thousands of miles filled with boxed lunches and airplane food. Or not. We turned up 10 pig-out hotspots where the food is truly sensational and unbelievably filling. Join us as we get emotional over Delaware's dramatic chicken wings.
My skin is burning!
Live large, eat large in Massachusetts. Grab a Texas-sized bite of a free steak dinner and then stop for a light midnight snack in Seattle.
All right, say it weighs about 8 or 9 pounds.
Loosen those belt buckles and let those stomachs comfortably expand as we reveal the world's best places to pig out. Yes, my shamelessly hungry friends, there is a place dedicated to our favorite of the seven deadlies. At this Amarillo Roadhouse, you have 1 hour to cozy up to a $50 4.5-pound slab of beef. But wait, there's more. You also have to eat the side dishes, which include a shrimp cocktail, a tossed salad, a roll with butter, and a baked potato. Clean your plate in that 1 hour, and you can take the contents of your stomach home for free. From its decor to its fabulous feed, the Big Texan Steak Ranch is a straight-up utopia for the insatiable, which is why we've made it number 10 on our list of the world's best places to pig out.
My dad originally opened the Big Texan in 1960 on Route 66. He was a Yankee, and he came down from the north and wanted to see cowboys, horseback, big steaks, and people in his dining room like he pictured would be here in the Texas Panhandle.
When Bobby Lee's father didn't find exactly what he was looking for in the real world, he created a rootin' tootin' world of his own. A world where the stakes were surreal and the customers ready to compete in a carnivorous rodeo known throughout these parts as the world-famous free 72-ounce steak dinner. Number 10 on our list of the world's best places to pig out, the Big Texan Steak Ranch. Well-conditioned and remarkably resilient, collegiate stomachs are undisputably some of the most durable in the world. While just a student himself, Rob Il Vento designed a plan to capitalize on the strength of his peers' bellies, a plan that led to the creation of number 9 on our list, Cluck U Chicken in Newark, Delaware. The challenge Rob offers his book-busting customers pushes stomachs to the limits of their linings, using quality rather than quantity as a digestive opponent. It's pigging out with a kick. Introducing the Cluckin' 911 Winger Challenge. A trial so great, you might find yourself dialing those very numbers with fingertips stinging from the sauce. The rules? Consume 6 chicken wings drenched in Cluck U's infamous 911 sauce in 5 minutes without the help of a beverage or other foods and survive.
911 is a combination of 16 peppers, with the emphasis being on the habanero pepper, which is the world's hottest pepper, and that's what makes the 911 the hottest sauce known to mankind. We don't allow our challengers to drink anything during the challenges because we want it to be a true level playing field. My advice to anyone that wants to attempt the 911 challenge is don't do it, number one. And if you do it fast.
The world's hottest hot sauce earns Cluck U and its 911 Winger Challenge the number 9 spot on our list of the world's best places to pig out. In an unassuming city, behind an unassuming storefront, through an unassuming door, stands an unassuming kitchen where one of this country's most formidable food challenges lives. Dave Hughes is a co-owner of Pointer's Pizza, number 8, on our list of stomach-stretching places to pig out. This is a St. Louis delivery joint with an intimidating offering, a 28-inch meat-covered pie.
We start off with a dough, which weighs 4.5 pounds. And then we have 3 ladles of sauce, which is about 36 ounces of sauce. And then we put cheese on it, which we have about 2 pounds of cheese. And then 2 meat toppings that'll weigh at least 1.5 pounds each.
As with all legendary beasts, there is a reward offered for the demise of the Pointersaurus. Lap up all 11.5 pounds of steamy pizza with one partner in 1 hour and go home with your stomach stuffed and your pockets filled with $500. Out of 400 challengers, only one team has ever finished the Pointersaurus.
One of the contestants was the captain of the football team, and he used castor oil to help him eat the pizza faster, and he ate more than his half. He did well.
Test your mettle by going up against the Pointersaurus at Pointer's Pizza, number 8 on the list of the world's best places to pig out. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania's Permanente Brothers proves with its 5.5-inch tall sandwich that one course can be a jaw-stretching feast. And so it has rightfully earned the number 7 slot on our pig out list. Italian immigrants Joe, Dick, and Stan Permanti, along with their cousin John, started selling their signature sandwich in the late 1920s, when the men laboring in Pittsburgh's Strip District, a marketplace for fresh fish and produce, needed a meal they could eat while working. The Permantis moved from an outdoor pushcart to this location in 1933 and stayed open for more than 40 years before closing down, bringing Pennsylvania's stomachs to a standstill. Until the day Jim Petrinos decided to join the Permanti Brotherhood.
Back in 1974, I came to get a sandwich and the place had closed down. So I made a couple phone calls and I bought the place in 74 and we've been operating it ever since.
Jim continued to gear Permanti's operations toward the blue-collar workers who inspired the famous sandwich in the first place, staying open all night and serving its sandwich up plateless on a sheet of wax paper.
Back when this was for working men, this is where they would all come. They could eat in one hand, they could drive a truck, they could buy produce, whatever they were going to do.
Engineered for maximum efficiency, this high-performance sandwich is not simply ready to be on the go, it's always ready to go.
Coming to Permanti's for about 20 years. Steve just came up from Alabama. It's his first time to Pittsburgh, so we had to come to Permanti's.
I live here in the Pittsburgh area, but I've lived overseas for quite a few years, and every time I get off the plane, it's the first place I come. In fact, I just got off a plane from Brazil this morning, and I'm here, number one place.
Number 7 on the list, Pittsburgh's Permanti Brothers, where every 5.5-inch sandwich comes filled with tomatoes, potatoes, and coleslaw. At Ben & Jerry's, quality control does not begin in the factory, but in the fields. Vermont's finest ice cream comes straight from Vermont's finest farm animals. Ben & Jerry's also knows how to take care of their customers who find divinity in their bovinity. Pig-out artists feel more than welcome in Ben & Jerry's scoop shops because of the Vermonster Sundae. 20 scoops of ice cream, 4 bananas, 1 fudge brownie, 3 chocolate chip cookies, 4 ladles of hot fudge, and 18 scoops of toppings, all covered delicately with whipped cream. That's good enough to take the number 6 slot on our list. These pig-out challengers clearly had their Vermonster hunger.
I am a Ben & Jerry's ice cream fanatic. I love Ben & Jerry's. That's the only ice cream I eat, and I eat it every week. I'm full of surprises. They just don't know.
You and me, Spoon, we're going all the way.
These challengers are full of trash talk.
This is it, man.
But can they step up to the bucket when it comes to taking on the Vermonster?
We're going in.
Take it to the table!
With a bucket almost empty, one challenger starts coolly doling out the advice and the competitive edge.
See, the trick is you eat a brownie every once in a while, so that way you don't get brain freeze. I'm going to leave all these guys in the dust.
My stomach is not happy. None of them are happy.
It looked like Sarah was going to take the Vermonster out, but then with only a few chunky chunks left in her bucket, she opened up the competition.
I don't think I can finish it.
The other bovine-esque challengers followed suit.
You did me good, Spoon. You did me proud, Spoon, but this is the end.
I think this is the end. This is all I can do.
Patricia had a special reason to end the masticating madness.
I think once I fell into my Vermonster bucket, that's when I decided maybe I shouldn't. Because when I was in there, I had a vision. And the Vermonster, you know, he's very intimidating.
Stunned from the overdose of chunky monkey and wavy gravy, two eaters decide to keep on keeping on.
I'm not a quitter. I can do this. I can, and I will.
I'm prepared to push myself beyond sickness to finish this today.
And then there was one.
That was the grossest thing I've ever seen.
Face off with the Vermonster at Ben & Jerry's, number 6 on our list of the world's best places to pig out. Fork them in, use your hands, chew, slurp, or gulp them down. Just be sure you can eat these suckers faster than they can shuck them. That is, if you're at all interested in earning the respect of number 5 on our list, the Acme Oyster House. Among the bricks and iron rods of New Orleans' French Quarter, the Acme Oyster House has provided a grand sight for those quick on the draw with their stomachs since 1910. This restaurant's name belies its offerings. The Oyster House actually provides shelter for a variety of seafood.
We also serve basically typical New Orleans dishes, jambalaya, seafood gumbo, fried shrimp, fried oysters, fried crabs, a lot of fried seafood items, which are all really a lot of seafood that's indigenous to Louisiana.
But let's be honest, fried, already conquered dishes are not what competitors come here to take on. So enough of this clamming up. Let's hear about Acme's famous slippery face-off.
Well, the contest just kind of started. You know, people have been coming and eating oysters at Acme for a long time. It just kind of caught our attention with this fella in 1988, came in and sat down and ate 16 dozen. He was the first one on our board, or the first guy that we actually tracked eating large consumptions of oysters. Since then, it just kind of mushroomed from there.
We rounded up six people brave enough to step up to the shells to see how many oysters they can toss down their throats in 5 minutes. However, these guys won't only be taking on raw mollusks. They'll also be taking on raw talent.
Our current record holder's name is Boyd Bulot. He consumed 52 dozen in 2.5 hours. Quite a large guy.
Born and raised in New Orleans, and Acme always the house, just an awesome restaurant to eat at, and had to see my name on the fame board one day.
Just how do the rest of our hungry athletes plan to reach for the pearl of eating glory within this oyster pile?
It's more of a mental thing, I think. I kind of just say a lot of prayers.
My name is Dustin, and I just want to beat these two girls, and I'll be all right.
My name's Tatum. I'm going to kick his butt.
Using what looks to be the inhaling technique, Boyd pulls ahead early on. It's down to the wire with only moments left to impress.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Put your oysters down.
With forks and shells down, it was clear that Boyd had managed to outswallow his competition.
12 dozen.
Boyd's competitors might have been disappointed by their performances. The strongest challenger only consumed half the number of oysters Boyd wolfed down.
That's the most I've eaten, 6 dozen.
But not one of them could complain about Acme's oysters.
They're great, man. They're pretty cold. They're the best.
I'm still eating them, though. I can't get enough.
Come one, come all, to the place where pigging out takes on oceanic proportions. Number 5 on our list of pig out hotspots, Acme Oyster House. Seattle After Dark, a setting that we can confidently say forced the words grunge and alternative too far into our collective consciousness. What's in the water here? Actually, for the purposes of this show, let's find out what's in the food. When the hens go to sleep, Beth's Cafe makes fine use of their day's work, whipping up 12 egg omelets to satiate the well-lubricated night crowd. Yep, you heard it right. 12 eggs in one omelet, making Beth's number 4 on our pig-out list. There's no ignoring the Crayola punk decor here at Beth's.
It started as a way to placate the drunk people, and that's how we decorate, so to speak.
A couple of guys emerged from the bar next door to indulge in a giant late-night snack. The 12-egg omelet is a regular staple on Beth's menu, but these guys decide to throw down the gauntlet and see who will emerge the omelet champion. Served on a pizza plate and surrounded with hash browns and toast, this yolky block salutes the substance of Beth's Cafe. It's time to rage against the omelet.
Wow.
So it's hot.
It's pretty heavy. Probably say it weighs about 8 or 9 pounds.
Tommy quickly outdid his bar buddy, Twitch.
Crap, he's doing pretty good.
You're such a tough guy.
This last half a pound of food's pretty intense. But I will finish it tonight.
But they look like they're really old.
My stomach is very full right now. To be honest with you, I think it's overflowing.
Tommy decides to set aside some of the hash browns to help him through this stomach-stretching feat.
I'm definitely picking out all the hash browns because it was for the omelet, not the hash browns.
With only several mouthfuls left to go, Tommy begins to feel a little queasy.
Oh, man. Whew. I might want to back up a little bit.
What looked like a near defeat turned out to be a quick fix of fresh air for Tommy before he devoured the 4 most painful bites of his life.
He's insane. How can he do it? Look at him go. Look at him go.
Tommy has finished the entire omelet, minus the hash browns.
That's a lot of food. That's all I've got to say, and I will never do that again. I had to finish those last bites because I couldn't let down Best Cafe and my friends.
Inspiring such loyalty for almost 50 years, Best Cafe has dug its culinary claws into Seattle for the long haul. Maybe it's because Best Cafe, number 4 on our list, and its legendary scrambles are far too big to ever fly the coop. After experiencing protein overload at Beth's Cafe, let's balance our diet of overindulgence with some carbohydrates. What's breakfast without a side of pancakes? Syed Valley, California is one of those towns where its elevation figures exceed its population stats, where local sense of humor is reflected in its provincial cuisine. Located alongside the Pacific Crest Trail, Syed Valley, population 350, serves as a long-awaited watering hole for the hardy hikers who walk the length of the 2,650-mile-long trail from Mexico to Canada. This town offers a dining challenge to the perpetually hungry wilderness travelers that one can either call a sick joke or a praiseworthy platter. But no matter how you refer to it, you can only order it here. Number 3 in our list, the Syed Valley Cafe. For Syed's one and only chef, Rick Jones, a stack of pancakes is not something you serve, it's something you construct. Rick whips up a 5-pound platter of pancakes as a challenge to the digestively athletic.
Rules of the pancake challenge is you have 2 hours to complete it once I put it in front of you. If you lose it, you clean it up. Nobody's lost it in the cafe yet.
What really makes Syed's locals go hog wild is seeing two of their own step up to the plate. One home pride challenger had been training.
I got special belly exercises I've been doing all morning. It's a stretch type thing. I seen it, Paul Newman did it in Cool Hand Luke.
But the other had drawn up plans of his own. Maybe Sig picked up his wild eating techniques at his current job.
I work as an orchardist on a nut farm. They told me I was going to end up on a nut farm, and it happened. It really happened.
Ralph soon took the lead, keeping his cakes moist with syrup and his whistle wet with root beer.
Secret is root beer. Keeps your mouth watered up because pancakes get... It's like chewing on cotton after a while.
The trick for Sig was intensity.
It might get ugly.
As promised, Sig kept the intimidation factor high, smashing and crumbling his pancakes. Before time had run out, however, both men called it quits. And oh, did these guys have excuses.
Well, right now I'm a little tired. My tongue hurts a little bit. I sprained that, I don't know what you call it, it's that connector thing. I did enough to beat my opponent, who was tough. He had a couple injuries himself.
It was hot, and I could have won if I hadn't burnt my tongue, and I think he heated up the coffee just so I burned my tongue, and you know I get out to a bad start.
Enjoy the real breakfast of champions here at Syed Valley Cafe, number 3 on our list of the world's best places to pig out. France brought us camembert, Japan brought us sushi, and America brought the rest of the world the burger. Ridiculed over the years for its unsophistication, the poor burger has had to fight for attention as a distinguished, albeit greasy, culinary contribution. In Boston, Massachusetts, the burger has finally managed to assert itself. Eagle's Deli prepares a burger that few would dare ridicule, let alone try to consume, making it number 2 on our list of the world's best places to pig out.
Riley Burger!
Riley Burger is a 3-pound hamburger with about a 1/4 pound of cheese and 5 pounds of fries.
6 half-pound burgers stacked on top of each other, cushioned by 12 slices of cheese, create this gastronomic tower of power. Originally called the Godzilla Burger, this meaty monstrosity weighed only 1 pound. When big eaters clamored, "Where's the beef?" Eagles added another 8-ounce patty, and then another, and then another. Until one day, a Boston University student put an end to the burger's exponential growth.
And this kid, Sean Riley, came in and was always trying to eat like 6 egg omelets, 12 egg omelets. So we were like, if you beat the 2.5-pound burger, we'll name it after you. So we did it, and then it took off from there.
Downing 3 pounds of solid sirloin and 5 pounds of fries, Sean Riley earned a true credit to his name.
Riley Burger. Riley Burger. Riley Burger.
Riley Burger.
With so many colleges in Boston, there are plenty of testosterone-driven challengers eager to tackle Riley's record. But in the challenge's three-year existence, only one other person has successfully matched Sean Riley's accomplishment. These football players from Tufts University intend to finish off their Riley burger and hopefully break Sean Riley's record.
My name is Adam Collette, and I came to Eagles today to take the challenge because I heard they make a mighty fine burger and a big one at that.
I came to Eagles so I could watch Adam Collette take on the Riley challenge.
My friend. Let's go to work.
Don't eat too fast.
We ready?
Ready.
As with all spectator sports, it's easy for those on the sidelines to fancy themselves all-knowing coaches.
Start with some carbs, build up for the protein, then have the protein and go back to the carbs.
Wow.
Strategery.
With 8 pounds of food in his belly, Adam matched Riley's astonishing accomplishment. There's only one thing more heroic than tying Riley's record, and that's surpassing it.
We're going to make another half-pound burger and another half-pound of fries. You eat that and finish it off. We're going to rename the burger.
The owner of Eagles Deli tells Adam Collette that if he can eat another half-pound hamburger, they'll name a new burger in his honor. If he can do this, Adam's edible accomplishment will total up to 3.5 pounds of burger and 5 pounds of fries, beating Sean Riley's record by a half pound.
The possibility of a burger being named after me if I finish the additional food that's going to be set before me definitely provides me with an added incentive.
Second on mine.
Seconds.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Seconds.
All right. Thanks a lot. Apparently, Adam Collette is human after all. But the owner of Eagles decides Adam deserves recognition for his pre-heaving efforts.
We're going to still name the burger after you because that's... Yeah!
Now when you visit Eagles, you can still order the 3-pound Riley burger off the menu. Or, if you dare, you can order the 3.5-pound Collette burger. These burgers may not look like feasts fit for kings, but if you can finish one of them, we'd happily include you in our exclusive circle of ravenous royals and crown you a real Burger King. Number 2 on our list of the world's best places to pig out, Eagles Deli. When I-55 meets I-57, you've reached Sikeston, Missouri. A small town where signs of normalcy disguise a completely warped sense of municipal humor. For one thing, every year, local police randomly kidnap a family off the freeway and take them to Sikeston's annual rodeo. Yep, that counts as out of the ordinary. Then there's the fact that Sikeston, Missouri is the home of throat rolls. Which brings us to number 1 on our pig-out list, Lambert's Cafe. Where, if you want to grab some grub, you've got to catch it first. The all-you-can-eat concept is taken seriously at Lambert's, where servers offer guests an endless parade of side dish pass-arounds. Lambert's pairs its infinite helpings of fried okra, fried potatoes, macaroni, tomatoes, and black-eyed peas with hefty, all-American main courses, which can take the shape of anything from hog jowl to chicken fried steak.
Liver nuggets for the country girl there.
Nice.
Barbecued ribs, turnip greens, potato salad.
They'll take your order at Lambert's, but somehow each plate ends up reading like an entire menu.
Chicken fried steak, got your fried potatoes, got your sweet potato, got your mashed potatoes.
Chicken fried round steak with mashed potatoes, coleslaw, green beans, rolls with sorghum.
We keep the pass rounds going, and we don't stop till you do.
But why ever would you stop?
You leave and your stomach is explosive because you've eaten so much. You have to have a little self-control.
Yeah.
Last year alone, Lambert's cooked up 61,200 pounds of Arkansas okra and 254,000 pounds of chicken. And then, of course, there are the rolls. Lambert's hot, buttery, oversized dinner rolls are so unbelievable that diners cannot and will not wait to bite into them. Lambert's found a way to keep customers happy in this crazy busy cafe by keeping rolls flying. Earl and Agnes Lambert may have established this place in 1942, but it wasn't until their son Norman threw a roll at an impatient customer in 1976 that the place grew into itself, becoming the only home of throwed rolls.
So one day the customer just said, throw the dang thing, and we've been throwing rolls ever since.
People come from all over to play catch.
700 miles just for the rolls and molasses.
While you're busy throwing food in your face, servers are busy throwing food at your face.
Yes. They throw the rolls at you. I've seen people get hit in the side of their heads. You gotta keep your eyes open. You never know when a roll is gonna come at you.
Some customers take the hit with grace, others not so much.
Just tossing buns. It's a great job to have. You know, not everybody can say they throw rolls for a living. Great practice for baseball and basketball. Oh, no.
That's for earlier.
So why is Lambert's one of the world's best places to pig out?
Pig out. That's it. Pig out.
Pig out.
That's our kind of rationale. Number one in the world's best places to pig out, Lambert's Cafe in Sikeston, Missouri.
You've been listening to a Travel Channel feature presentation.